Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nick, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And first off, as this podcast episode begins, I want to start with an apology. I'm sorry, it's been 2 weeks since I put up anything. I really didn't put much information out there about not having a podcast episode up. I've just been wicked busy with my ministry and my studies because I'm studying canon law too. So, you know, my primary focus is always my local ministry that I've been entrusted to with and by my province, so the vocation work and then work at the parishes I'm at. And also with that then is my studies, the second level of commitment. And then my social media is sort of at a tertiary, sort of a third level. Not that I don't love and respect and honor you all. It's just, you know, that's the priority structure that I have right now in terms of my life as a Carmelite friar. And I have a lot of local things that I got to keep up with in that are connected with my local ministries and et cetera. So I apologize. And today I wanted to put something out there as a little witness of hope. You know, a little seed of hope, a little gift of hope. And it's this, you know, as I put this episode out, you know, I'm well aware that COVID numbers are going back up again. States and governors, you know, starting to have more draconian lockdown measures for a variety of things, for a variety of reasons, some not the clearest, some clear, you know, but there's a lot of up in the air stuff. But we need not be afraid. We are called, however, to be people of prudence, and I can testify to the reality of the ground of here where I'm at. I work at a variety of parishes. All of our parishes, we wear masks, we sanitize our hands, many of them check temperatures, we sanitize the churches, and we've had no issues. We've had no issues. We've had no major COVID outbreaks in relationship to any of our worship sites. We've had one or two parishioners get COVID and et cetera. And we've tried to minister to them the best of our ability. But in terms of our parishes and the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and et cetera, being a hotbed or being a source in which there was an outbreak, none of it's happened. Why? Because we've been a people of prudence and we've been a people of charity via the guidance of prudence. You know, committing people to saying, oh, you got to wear a mask if you're here. Even if you don't believe that it's just hogwash. If it causes a weaker one of the people around us to be scandalized, you ought to wear a mask. That's not my wisdom. That is from the first letter of Corinthians by St. Paul when he talks about eating meat. And that same logic of, and right as I'm doing the podcast, there is an airplane going by. So what am I going to do? You know, we got to be careful how we scandalize people. Even though we think we might be right, we have the truth. So either way, we wear masks, we hand sanitize, we check temperatures, we ask people if you're feeling under the weather, you know, just don't come and reach out to us. you know, and we can talk with them on the phone. We can minister via the phone or cyber meeting, or, you know, we can follow up if with the sickness and bring communions if it's appropriate, and et cetera. But all these places, and we've had some bigger events too, not just little masses, not just little weekday masses, but, you know, we've had some big things over the summer. We've had some things in the fall. And because of our prudence and because of the charity we wish to show each other, we've had no issues. And these sort of things will never be on the news. These positive things, these moments of success through being people of prudence, this will not make the news. Why? Because the news is about making, you know, I believe this, maybe a little cynical, I think it's just a point of skepticism, you know, they're a business and they want to make money. And if it bleeds, it leads. And that's how they keep eyeballs. And that's how they keep ratings. And that's how they keep people clicking and all these sort of things. We take in information in a prudential way. So we listen to the news. We test the validity of what we're being told by the news and et cetera. But we test all things and we keep what is good. Again, from St. Paul and his wisdom that he has for the Thessalonians, which we can incorporate also into our lives. But these sort of things, these positive successes, you know, that, hey, we've had all these things for many months. We've had no issues. Why? Because we've been a people of prudence and charity in regards to our relationship with each other. So I would encourage you to spend some time particularly reviewing and thinking about your worship and community and say, have we had any real issues? Has there anything been going on? No, we've been doing these things. And if it hasn't, you know, celebrate and say, that's a good thing. Now, of course, that doesn't mean we put our guard down, but that doesn't mean we just sort of push that to the side and focus on the bleakness of the reality of the world as the news puts before us. If we do that, you know, despair will be knocking at the door of our hearts and will rob us of the gift of hope. So we need to be a people of prudence. We need to be a people of charity. And that means to have the vision necessary to say, hey, how are we doing? If we're doing good, all right, we celebrate that and we keep going on that good path. And if we have to augment things, we augment things based on the reality of a ground at the local level. This is why subsidiarity is of the utmost importance, because that's where fundamental change is going to be happening. All right. So I just want to put this out here as some of my own anecdotal, you know, my area of New York experience. And I'm very proud of the people. And I've been telling the people at our masses, you know, thank you all because of the work that you all have been doing. We've been able to have a worshiping community coming together regularly to celebrate our Lord around the altar so we can receive communion together. And because of the work of the people of God, we've been able to do this, not just the work of us priests, not just the work of us religious, but the whole work of the body of Christ. So let us just slow down, take stock of what's going on at the local realities of our places of worship. And if we're doing well, rejoice and embrace that gift of hope from being a people of prudence and of being a people of charity. So thank you for listening to my little rant today. I'm very appreciative for your time. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing, check out my website, thepraingfriar.com. There, my website, you can see videos, things I've written, memes I put up. You can email me through that website. All of this at thepraingfriar.com. And also, if you like what you listen to today, please subscribe and leave a comment. It really does help this podcast grow. Again, thank you, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.